Hello and welcome to PNC Tech Beat, where we bring you interesting technological news occurrences not usually covered in all the other outlets. We also cover an Apple and a Meta occasionally, of course. Anything we find exciting, we're happy to share with our listeners. First up, we have some news from Germany. Sono Motors is a company that's pioneering more sunny days for us all with their solar-powered transportation, the Sono Scion, and now a solar bus. The bus was made in partnership with Munich transport company MVG. There's so much potential for this. It can save up to 2,500 liters of diesel and 6.5 metric tons of CO2 per bus a year. Solar panels power this car and bus battery and accessories, stabilizing energy supply and reducing maintenance costs. Next up, we have some news about electric vehicle maker BYD's Yangwang line of cars. But let's take a moment to think about the EV company usually on our American minds. Tesla. Its corroding Cybertrucks. Its somewhat blocky designs. It's impossible to deal with car door handles in the wintertime. It's cliche CEO. Yep, I'm ready for some Chinese disruptors to the EV space. Come through, BYD. We're ready for the Yangwang U9. We learned about OpenAI's recent valuation of $80 billion. That's $80 billion! Microsoft's coming in strong for 2024. Must be nice. Pivoting to poop, let's pay more attention to it, shall we? Studying sewage pathogens aids in tracking infectious diseases. Referred to by insiders as liquid gold, poop is one of the best ways public health experts can monitor disease outbreaks. Great innovations in waste analysis for health tracking and general med tech are crucial for quick warnings and global health security. Finally, there's the tremendous threat to our biodata. In recent years, high-profile hacks have exposed the personal information of millions who submitted DNA to consumer testing services, sparking concerns about genetic data security. For example, in autumn 2023, hacker Golem announced accessing 6.9 million profiles from 23andMe, targeting Ashkenazi Jews, offering to sell tailored genetic data sets. But some saw what happened as a marketing ploy. In any case, using services like African Ancestry, 23andMe, Ancestry, etc., will have to be weighed with its risks and benefits, just like most digital products involving personally identifiable information. Did you find these stories as interesting as us? Come back for even more interesting news on PNC Tech Beat.
This has been an exciting segment from the Pondering Nerdcast. Make sure to subscribe and follow us so you never miss an episode. We've got all sorts of fascinating topics to explore and share with you, and we can't wait to bring you along on the adventure. Thanks for tuning in.